Ukraine's political crisis has dominated the summit between the European Union and Russia, with Russian President Vladimir Putin assuring Ukrainians that Moscow would honour a loan deal, whatever government emerges in Kiev. Despite that, trade talks between the EU and former Soviet states continue to create tensions. The EU blames pressure from Moscow for the breakdown in trade negotiations between the EU and Ukraine. The EU also claims this has led to the current crisis in Ukraine.
Free trade agreements between the European Union and partners like Moldova, Georgia or Ukraine are fully compatible with Russia's existing trade arrangements with these countries.
I will talk to any government in Ukraine, but what is of principal importance to us is that the Ukrainian economy is creditworthy, for the government to hold constructive reforms so that we can be confident to get this money back.
The EU and Russia have been negotiating a new basic agreement, as it is called, for years. In the meantime, the relationship continues to be governed by a partnership and cooperation agreement negotiated in the late Soviet period and in force since 1994.
Sometimes there are some issues like these ones in trade, in energy, as President Putin just mentioned, that become permanent issues where we have to agree to disagree.
President Putin praised the ongoing efforts by the EU and Russia to secure peace in Syria. He also had this to say about the interim nuclear deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany.
In the Iranian negotiating process, there are a lot of things to be accomplished on that track, but we have agreed to continue pursuing it further.
The EU is dependent on Russia's gas supplies, and equally Russia needs the EU as a buyer. Trade between both jurisdictions is worth more than 300 billion euro each year. Economists have pointed out that money talks, and so the opposing political opinions between the EU and Russia will have no impact on their highly lucrative business relations. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, inside the European Council, Brussels.